Well, I told you so. In Jeremiah, we heard the prophet telling what was going to happen to the nation of Israel and Judah if they didn't follow his way, that the whole thing was going to collapse. And it did, thanks to the Babylonians, the Assyrians, and others, and to their own failure to follow God's way. Lamentations comes right after Jeremiah, and there, the poet is kind of going back and saying, I told you so. But he's not saying, I told you so in a ha-ha, I told you so way. He's saying, I told you so with hope. And there is still hope. All you have to do is follow God's way, and everything will be okay. And this is his beginning of his lamentation. How deserted lies the city, once so full of people. How like a widow she is, who once was great among the nations. She, who was queen among the provinces, has now become a slave. Bitterly she weeps at night. Tears are on her cheeks. Among her lovers, there is no one to comfort her. All her friends have betrayed her. They have become her enemies. After affliction and harsh labor, Judah has gone into exile. She dwells among the nations. She finds no resting place. All who pursue her have overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Zion mourn, for no one comes to their appointed festivals. All her gateways are desolate. Her priests groan. Her young women grieve, and she is in bitter anguish. Her foes have become her masters. Her enemies are at ease. The Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins. Her children have gone into exile, captive before the foe. All the splendor has departed from daughter Zion. Her princes are like deer that find no pasture. In weakness, they have fled before the pursuer.
Our second reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to Luke. Let us listen with ears and hearts wide open to what God may be saying to us. In his Gospel of Luke, 17th chapters 5 through 10. And the apostle said to Jesus, increase our faith. And Jesus answered, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, uproot yourself and plant yourself in the sea, and it would obey you. If one of you had hired help plowing a field or herding sheep, and they came in from the fields, would you say to them, come and sit at my table? Wouldn't you say instead, prepare my supper? Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You can eat and drink afterwards. Would you be grateful to the workers who were just doing their job? It's the same with you who hear me. When you have done all that you have been commanded to do, say, we are simple workers. We have done no more than our duty. May we be blessed by the reading, hearing, and pondering of God's holy word. Do we not know the words that the disciples say to Jesus this morning? That opening sentence, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Whether it's a bold command or a desperate plea, do we not know those words? It is such a human prayer. Increase our faith. Increase my faith, O God. Maybe I'm speaking from my own perspective again, but I would dare say that one or two of you may have at some point in time offered up that prayer that plea, that request. Oh God, increase my faith. And when we say it, we generally say it because we are overwhelmed. When the world feels so heavy, when our hopes are worn thin, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. Give me just a little more faith. But what Jesus turns around and says back to the apostles, to the disciples, it's not like it's a measuring spoon. It's not that you can take an extra scoop out of the bowl set on the family table to take more faith. It's not a larger portion. Faith is not a spiritual ration that you can measure or multiply. You just need an extra teaspoon. Some days it's an extra half gallon, right? Instead, Jesus says to them, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you would tell this mulberry tree to leave where it is and go plant itself in the sea. And it would obey you. Those words are just as good for us today, as hard as it is for us to understand and live into telling, we don't have mulberry trees around this property, but telling the maple trees that have been here for 150 years, just go ahead and leave the front yard and, you know, go plant yourself down by the river. This morning, Jesus again turns everything upside down, which we find quite often happens. This morning, he's telling us that faith is not about quantity. It's not about how much you have or how much you need. The words are more about trust. It's about how much we trust in God and how much God will grow with what little we bring. Because sometimes we bring just that little mustard seed size. The disciples think that faith means certainty or strength. I have all of this faith and I am firm where I stand. And they think that if they have just that little bit more, whatever that measurement may be at the time, those old recipes where is it a pinch or a bit, right? That they can do all of the impossible things that Jesus is asking them to do. To forgive endlessly, to serve humbly, to love their enemies. The words that we have on our wall, to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly. It's all Jesus is reminding them that they need to do. And they're like, but we don't have all of that faith that we need to do that. And Jesus, what Jesus says is that you already have enough. You already have enough. All that is required, you have. Even that speck, that mustard seed, or if you prefer dill, whatever those small particle pieces are that you like, and that's enough for God to work with and within you with. So the question isn't how much faith we have, it's whether we'll plant it and let God help grow it. And with those plantings and growings, we should admit that sometimes we want that greenhouse kind of faith, right? It's protected, it's controlled, it's growing in perfect rows, in perfect conditions. My great-grandfather, Grandpa Ralph, out behind his house in Norridgewalk, Maine, had several greenhouses out behind Nana's house. And that was his hobby, was to grow things in the greenhouses. And there were several out there, and I learned an awful lot being with him out in those greenhouses, but each one was for a specific use, whether it had opaque plastic or clear glass, whether it had a heater in it or it ran a venting fan, whether it had misters in it or complete watering systems. And everything was planted in its container in a specific spot for a specific reason. We want to keep everything nice and neat, and each to their own kind, and each to its own needs. But in this morning's reading, Jesus is inviting us into something far wilder than that. A faith that grows out in the open, in the wind, in the weather, fully exposed. Sometimes messy, quite often very chaotic, sometimes extremely unexpected, but deeply, deeply alive. Perhaps we're more familiar with the story that is the other mustard seed story that someone planted in the garden. It grew into the tree in which the birds can make their nests. I want to add a caveat in this, that mustard seeds, mustard in this context, is nothing but a wild weed. And once it takes root, it does not leave. You cannot pull it. It's like a forsythia bush. You will never get rid of it. It will continue to come back up. But both of these mustard seed stories and the wild growth that it offers is a story on our faith. Faith that starts out small, hidden, and sometimes laughably fragile, right? We chuckle at it and goes, oh, if I just had a little bit more faith, I could do this. But when it's planted, when we plant our faith, when we live our faith, when we share our faith, when we risk our faith, it grows into something far bigger, far more wild, that gives life to other places and spaces and things. The birds will come and find shelter. It will offer shade to the animals underneath it. In the wild garden that God creates, faith is not measured by success. Faith is not measured by control. It's measured by us surrendering our willingness to plant what little we have. We have to surrender, just say, no, this is all I have, and it's okay. I can put it in the ground and watch it grow. Instead of going, no, this is all I have, and I have to hold on to it forever and ever and ever. Because when we plant things, they grow. Some days, our faith is strong and green and vibrant and stretching towards the sun. And I'm going to say that some other days our faith doesn't feel quite so strong. It feels a little withered. It feels as if it's fading, then it might be a little brittle. But when we stop and take a deep breath and let God do the tilling of the soil, when we let God work beneath the surface, we'll know that God is still bringing forth something beautiful from within us. We are called to bring our small, fragile seeds, to plant them and to have them nurtured. And really what that's all about is just showing up to work in love, to work in love with each other. Like gardeners, and those of us that have house plants or outside plants, we need to plant, we need to water, and then we need to wait. Not because we want to control the outcome, because we have to trust in the process of growth. Faith in humble service. Faith in humble service of feeding the hungry, of forgiving others, of forgiving ourselves, of showing up for one another. It's not glamorous, pretty, cut flowers. It's daily, earthly, faithful work. This morning, we came to the communion table. We came to the table to be fed. And we come there to realize, too, that the smallest things become holy. That simple bite of bread, and I have to say that my heart is beyond full in watching each and every one of you go, what kind of bread do I want? What kind of bread is showing me God's love today, right? The simple sip from a cup of grape juice. The simple words, come and eat. Come, you are invited to this table. There is space for you here in all of our diversities. between Kenyan bread and cornbread and pretzels and naan, goldfish. At this table is the center of God's wild garden. It's not fenced off to be perfect, or it's not fenced off to protect its power. It's open to anyone who is hungry for grace. It is there. It is here. The mustard seeds of our faith carry us, small as they are, to nourish us. The bread and the cup remind us that God can take even the smallest things, the smallest offerings, and turn them into abundance. What we bring in our small, trembling hands, God blesses, God multiplies, and shares with the entire world. We are just one small congregation today, sharing the same liturgy across the United Church of Christ. We are small, but we are important, and we grow our faith when we share it. Here we taste the truth that faith does not have to be big. It just has to be alive. And when it's planted in God's love, even the smallest particle, the smallest seed, grows wild. And it grows into forgiveness, into hope, into new life for each and every one of us, every single day. So I invite you, as we go about our daily lives, to bring what you have. To bring your faith that's strong and your faith that is weary. Bring the seeds that you have been saving for a better day. And to throw one more gardening piece in there, remember that the bulbs that we plant now become the beautiful flowers come spring. Right? We plant them now when the ground goes cold and hard and the daylight hours get short. And yet in spring, when the soil starts to warm again, we have daffodils and narcissus and hyacinths and tulips, crocuses, right? The burst of color. So know that even what you plant now may take a little while to see. But with a deep breath in God's love, there is beauty and grace at the end of that. So plant your seeds into God's wild garden. Take your faith, full, strong, weary, tired, somewhere in the spectrum, and share it with the world, and let it grow wild. Amen.